Nearing the end of the first month of the legislative session, a lot of the committees are starting to hear bills this week, and among those was Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, hearing a joint resolution and a bill of yours that both deal with how the legislature and the state in total deals with impeachment.
That's right. We're almost 4 weeks in here. Things are moving fast, and I was able to present Senate Bill 9 and SJR 2 this week, which are linked together because they both deal with how the impeachment process is performed in Missouri up until 1945. Missouri did impeachments the same way that the federal government does in about 46 other states, where articles of impeachment are presented in the House of Representatives, and if passed, they go to the Senate for trial and for the determination of whether someone should be removed from office. However, in 1945, Missouri had a new constitution, and buried in that, I don't think very many people knew it was there, but buried in that was a change in that process. So Missouri kind of stands alone here in that now those impeachment trials are no longer held in the Senate. They go to the Supreme Court. In the case of a governor or the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, there's then another special process that is followed. What I would like to do is move those impeachment trials back to the Senate. When I was first made aware of that some years ago, it was pretty clear to me that that was a gross violation of checks and balances, which are a key element. I mean, that is a key element of the form of government that we have in America and in each state, is that each branch of government has a check on the other branches. And our founders called it ambition checking ambition. And so the legislative tool in terms of protecting our jurisdiction from the other two branches was the impeachment process. And when you bring the Supreme Court or the courts, the judicial branch, into that process, some people have said having the fox guard the chicken house. I don't know that I was thinking of it as much that, it's just that the constitutional issue to me is very concerning, that we no longer have a pure checks and balance issue in Missouri because the legislature is no longer able to have a check on the courts, since the courts have to approve whatever we would do to the courts. It's also interesting, in Missouri's history, there have been 10 impeachments. They haven't all come to trial, and they haven't all been confirmed by the Senate, but 8 of those were of judges. So the new process since 1945 says that if the legislative body believes that the judiciary has stepped out of their jurisdiction and into another, some people call that legislating from the bench, then we have the only way that we can bring about a check is to actually use the judiciary to check itself. It's interesting that there have been no impeachment of judges since that process was changed. So none of that probably should be a surprise, but I think most Missourians don't realize that our impeachment process has been taken out of balance that way. And so that bill puts a process back in place. The joint resolution will have to go to a vote of the people, who will agree to constitutionally begin to do impeachments again like they were before we put the Supreme Court in charge of them. I'm hoping that the people understand that and that they will support it if we're able to move it out of the legislature and onto the ballot.
The joint resolution puts it on the ballot. The Senate bill itself is the wording that essentially we'd be voting on and would become law if it was passed by the voters.
That's right. They're tied together such that if the joint resolution passes, then by passing the bill, it will also go into effect, and it would actually set the process up so we would know just exactly how it worked if there was an impeachment.
Committees this week included the Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, hearing one of your measures as well.
Yes, Missouri Energy Plan. We've had that bill, passed it out of committee a number of times. The House of Representatives, that body's passed it more than once. We've always kind of gotten caught by the calendar or some other conflagration of issues that came together at the last minute and kept us from getting it to the governor. It's a fairly simple bill that simply says that the energy plan that was implemented some years ago by Division of Energy has to be updated at least by annually, and it lists a number of things that need to be considered. The point of this is to give both citizens and businesses and government a better sense of how well we are structured for both the energy technologies of the future and also for the security and reliability of our energy grid in the future. I'm hoping that we are able to implement that and that the Division of Energy follows through with those examinations and reports, pulls together the stakeholders that would have expertise, and so that companies considering moving into Missouri would would be assured that, yes, if they're high energy users, that this would be a secure place for them to be.
Kind of follows suit with the bill from last year that deals with essentially the grid modernization.
That's right. That grid modernization would have been a part of the analysis that was done here and would have probably been recommended, if it had not already passed, would have been a recommendation very likely that could have come out of that biannual review. It would have been an acknowledgement likely that there was risk in our grid because of the age and places, and that it would be a good idea for the future of Missourians to have that grid modernized.